This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the weekend. Happy Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 9:07. Hit it hard. Yeah. Well, enjoy the weekend, my friends. That's why, you know, we always pump up the Friday a little bit, whether you have to work or not. A Friday frame of mind, you know, can do you well.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference.
Especially when I tell you that next week you're going to be drowning. It is going to be wet.
Wow.
All week.
But it's kind of already been pretty wet around here.
Who built the ark? Noah.
Like the Noah. Old joke. The old joke of, hey, so how many animals did Moses take on the ark? And people will tell you, and they're like, no, it was Noah, you moron. It wasn't Moses.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Trickery.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. A little church humor there. So, more rain coming. I just got everything mowed and most of it trimmed up.
That's good.
Now it's going to like.
Now you can relax.
Yeah, until it just goes.
NOAA's Weather Prediction Center monitoring the Gulf for potential weather developments in mid-July. Probably hardest hit will be the Big Bend region of Florida.
Okay.
Kind of our, well, I don't want to say armpit because it really actually is a nice area.
It is. Yeah.
But if you're, you know, anyway, you know what I'm talking about, the Big Bend area. But that very much could see rainfall in our areas be very, very high. I mean, even in Central Florida, further south, they're predicting they could see up to 5 inches
of
rain. So, it's this could form into something. I guess there's about a 20% chance that there could be turning into some sort of tropical development. Mm. And they're looking specifically at July 16th through the 22nd. So, enjoy the weekend, basically, is kind of how I'm looking at it.
And if there is some yard stuff that you want to get done before it starts raining again, cats and dogs, keep that in mind.
Hey, here's an example. When the lefties cry about ICE and they're tearing apart communities and all that, ICE is getting rid of some pretty bad guys.
Oh, big time.
An illegal alien who is also a member of the violent MS-13 gang was arrested on Wednesday while hiding out in Omaha, Nebraska. The news coming as President Donald Trump's administration has been working to find and deport such individuals. In a press release, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, said its Homeland Security investigators nabbed the man who is a high-ranking member or kingpin of the gang and is also on El Salvador's list of top 100 most wanted fugitives. And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. El Salvador has a lot.
Yeah.
So you make the top 100, you're a bad guy.
So refresh my memory, in case I'm thinking wrong, wasn't it Donald Trump years ago said the people that are coming to this country are some of the worst. He called them hombres. Nancy Pelosi had to defend them. I mean, he warned us they were the worst of the worst years ago.
He was exactly right, as per usual. Yes, yeah. Okay. He was absolutely right. The Salvadoran national is a criminal alien wanted in El Salvador for the aggravated homicide of five victims, attempted aggravated homicide, deprivation of liberty, and terrorist organization affiliation. Other than that,
perfect neighbor.
Nice guy.
You want him watching your kids next door.
Officials also arrested another illegal with him, whom they said was an MS-13 associate. The pair were apparently living together. His associate, Rene Saul Escobar Ochoa, 30 years old, criminal alien, known MS-13 gang member, foreign terrorist, also wanted in El Salvador. Escobar Ochoa is accused of giving orders to fellow gang members to commit a variety of crimes, including multiple homicides, extortion, imprisonment, and drug trafficking.
Wow.
They posed a severe threat to the safety of the Omaha community. In a statement, Kansas City Special Agent in Charge Mark Zito, whose office oversees Omaha, said these illegal aliens didn't just sneak into our country. They brought with them a legacy of violence, terror, and death. They thought they could hide in America's heartland, but they were sadly mistaken. Not on our watch.
Well, I was going to say, think about it. You don't think of, you know, Omaha, Nebraska as a place you'd run into one of the top, you know, most wanted gang members in the world, pretty much. I mean, come on.
The gangs are smart enough to scatter themselves across the country, both to try to hide in plain sight, if you will, but also to set up usually their drug operations, basically. That's how they generate revenue as a gang. Indiana this week, ICE arrested a Honduran national who is an MS-13 member and in the country illegally. 30-year-old Johnny Handy Martinez Barillas. He was picked up in Clay County, Indiana, and was allowed to roam the country after police in Maryland freed him from prison without obeying an ICE detainer in 2023.
Unreal.
Yep. Yep. So he's been charged with first-degree murder and firearm possession in Maryland. The majority of illegals ICE has recently arrested have criminal convictions or pending charges. So, yeah, yeah. Left of center, Democrats, you people, yeah, keep protecting these illegal aliens and see how it works out for you in the long run. How can you look at yourself in the mirror, especially if you've got a wife or children?
Yeah.
You realize you're part of the problem with helping to unleash these animals. Mm-hmm. I said it, animals, just like the president warned us a long time ago.
Yep.
These animals are roaming the streets. Unbelievable. Hey, how's little Peppermint Patty doing? Little Jen Psaki. Sock it to me, Jen.
Still hear from her every once in a while, you know?
Mixed bag, apparently, for MSNBC's Jen Psaki. She's 2 months into her gig, you know. She replaced Rachel Maddow. Psaki, the press secretary for former President Joe Biden, remember her, insisted she never witnessed signs of decline while she worked for him.
He's laughing at the look I gave him, like, really?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Then you're an idiot if you never noticed. Yeah.
She took over MSNBC's coveted 9 p.m. time slot on Tuesday through Fridays in May as the Rachel Maddow show returned to only air on Mondays. The briefing with Jen Psaki averaged 1.1 million total viewers from its May 6 debut through July 3rd, losing 44% of the 1.8 million that Maddow had.
Wow.
But I don't know how much you can blame on her. I think there has just been a movement, if you will,
yeah,
away from the CNNs and the MSNBCs. I just think that with the election over and some of these people, you know, kind of given up on it for some, you know, to some extent. And then also I think a lot of people were enlightened and said, hey, they're spewing nothing but sheer garbage on those outlets.
Yeah.
And I think that's a part of it as well. So I don't know if you can necessarily put it all on the host, but Psaki wasn't necessarily expected to really completely fill her shoes because Maddow apparently is their biggest star by a wide margin.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
Yep. Good luck.
Yeah.
MS 13 NBC.
Like that. Yeah, I like that.
All right. We've got more to talk about, including the smartest man ever after a stroke.
Oh, yes, you're right.
It's coming up on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss any of the show. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, good morning. Welcome. Friday. We made it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Alachua Chronicle reporting that UF Health Shands liver and lung transplant programs top in the nation. I'm breathing better already.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to ratings by Scientific Registry of Transplant Recipients, released Tuesday, they chose UF Health for liver transplant over every other program in the country, edging out liver and onions. This gives patients the best overall outcomes, shorter wait time for a new organ, the lowest likelihood of dying while waiting, and the highest chances of surviving after transplant. That's quality of life, baby.
Mm.
That's good. So kudos. We're lucky. We do have tremendous health care in the area. Considering the lack of density of our population, for instance.
Yeah.
And yes, we're very, very blessed with some excellent health care facilities and doctors and programs. Love it. Speaking of which,
yeah,
you know, if somebody suffers a stroke, you got to get them like help right away. Don't mess around with that, because the longer you wait, the more damage could be done. But one of the few stroke victims that actually came out intellectually more gifted is the story of John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania. He, since his stroke, has come out and said some outrageously intelligent and common sense based things,
which has shocked us on more than one occasion.
Well, and it shocks shocks his Democrat cohorts, who really are just blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Here he did it again.
Uh-oh.
Senator John Fetterman channeling something that we either call, you know, a common sense
logic,
the logic thing.
Yeah.
Yes. He threw his support behind the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
Ooh.
He noted, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The agency performs an important job in the U.S. Tell that to your Democrat friends. Tell them.
Wow. That's amazing.
He actually put this, he wrote this on X, and he said, any calls to abolish ICE are inappropriate and outrageous.
Man, he sounds more Republican every day.
He does. The comments from Fetterman come as Democrats such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have called for abolishing ICE. Maybe they need to have a little steel cage match.
Uh-huh.
And normally I would say, you know, a male against a female is not fair. But
right.
Remember, AOC's with the Democrats that thinks that, you know, biological men, you know, in the same sport with women is mm-hmm. not a problem.
And can't really tell you what a woman is anyway, so
right.
there shouldn't be a
There's
problem
that.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
steel cage match.
Oh, yeah.
Fetterman does look like a wrestler anyway.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Yeah.
He could be related to Dusty Rhodes.
The American dream. I see you in the Sun Dome, sucker.
See, he could be like
which reminds me.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Isn't the Slurpee, today's 7-Eleven day.
Yes.
Because it's 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
If you go to a 7-Eleven.
We even have any
Wherever they still
right
are, yeah.
I don't know.
And get a Slurpee.
Yeah.
Remember that? The
sure.
machine?
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me when I was a kid playing baseball.
If you can see the look on his face right now, Frank.
One of our, you know, assistant coaches, you know, helper guys. He was a little bit older. I don't think he actually had kids on the team. He wasn't creepy at all. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he would say, first one to hit a home run, I'll buy him a Slurpee.
Did he say it that way on purpose?
Yes, he said it exactly like that. That's how I remember it.
But was it on purpose, or did he literally have a lisp?
He had a lisp.
Wow.
First one to hit a home run, I'll buy him a Slurpee. And the reason I bring it up is because anytime, anywhere, I hear the word Slurpee, I hear him in my other ear.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes, first one to hit a home run, I'll buy him a Slurpee.
Of all things.
Yeah.
For it to be those words.
Mm-hmm. The big deal was you either go for a Slurpee or Dairy Queen would be the thing. Then you have to settle for it in Mr. Misty. You remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've still got my favorites, though, from DQ. One has to be a peanut buster parfait.
Not bad. I like the other. What was the other parfait?
I don't know, because
that's
the one
I always got. Had different colors and stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, I always got a peanut buster parfait.
Peanut buster.
Have you had one?
Listen, Buster.
Yes. Have you had a peanut buster parfait? See, I think you only don't choose it because you haven't had one. You haven't experienced the peanuts, the chocolate, the ice cream.
Mm.
Oh, dude, yes.
Mm.
You should do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had, nuts on a...
like a Sunday?
A Sunday.
Yeah.
But they're usually small, you know, crumpled up or whatever.
Oh, these are peanuts.
Mm-hmm. I like peanuts.
See?
I don't know if I like it in that context exactly.
Oh, the salt
like a whole peanut.
And the sweet, you know. Well, it's not all, it's the little ones, you
but
know.
But it's like Chinese food that have like peanuts in it.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah. Which actually I usually don't care for as much now that you
there
say
you
it that
There you go.
Way.
See, isn't that weird?
I know. But between all the talk we've had this morning of wings and now Slurpees.
Yeah, we're going to go eat all weekend long.
I'm telling you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, Fetterman, really, congratulations for really seeing things much more clearly than I think he did previously.
I mean, it really does blow our mind because, I mean, face it, when he was running and, you know, he's just thinking he's just another lefty and he's going against Dr. Oz and the whole bit. It's like we never If someone had told us he's going to win the election, first, we wouldn't have believed that. And if they had told us that after the election and after his stroke, this guy running around in a hoodie and shorts is going to say the most non-Democrat conservative things, we would have not believed it.
He said in 2024 in an interview with CNN that he wants to provide the American dream for any migrant, but it's difficult to do when you have 300,000 people showing up unencountered at the southern border.
Ooh.
And he said, you can be very supportive of immigration, but also need to have a secure border. Again, some logic and common sense there from the other side of the aisle, which
nice.
Is
yes.
extremely rare.
Yes.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up in about 15 minutes, start thinking about upbeat, positive thoughts, things that make you smile, and share those with us and make everybody smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Coming up next, though, we'll fill you in with more headlines. It's all coming up. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Settle down over there, Greg. You all right?
Yeah.
It's another day in paradise.
Absolutely.
Got to keep it in perspective.
You bet.
Hey, Tom Homan, he's losing his patience, and I don't blame him. He's the border czar, and on a Friday, earlier today, actually, he condemned the violence at a California pot farm as proof. Anti-ICE protests will turn deadly. Mm-hmm. Blaming the inflammatory rhetoric of Democrats comparing agents to Nazis. It really is getting to that level. I mean, look, there was an attack on a DHS facility in Texas. 10 people dressed up in tactical outfits, all black. 8 of them, I guess, were shooting like fireworks at this building. And so they called law enforcement to come check it out. Cop gets out of his vehicle and get shot, not from the 8 people causing the havoc, but by somebody that's also attached to the group, but hiding in the woods. Sniped him. So, it will turn deadly. He got hit in the neck. Thank God he lived. But, I mean, for Tom Homan to say these things are going to turn deadly and the rhetoric, you know, needs to be tamped down, I totally agree. It's absolutely not a matter of if. It is a matter of when. And you get these nutbags riled up. They're already brainwashed. They already have a propensity for violence. They think it's totally forgivable because, hey, man, it's like I'm like fighting against the jackbooted thugs, Nazis. It's in their mind. That's what they've been. That's what they think. They've been all twisted up. Yeah, it's not a good thing. Holman spoke out this morning after protesters were seen hurling rocks. One appeared to fire a gun at agents stamping down the massive marijuana operation where they found 10 illegal migrant juveniles, 8 of whom were there without an adult. What happened in California, just another example of protesters becoming criminals, and they've been emboldened by even members of Congress who compare ICE to Nazis and racists and terrorists. Yeah. I said months ago, Homan did, it's going to end up with a loss of life. And we had one the other day in Texas, and it's not over. And he was referencing exactly what I was telling you about. Immigration agents who descended on Glasshouse Farms in the city of Camarillo, one of the biggest cannabis farms in Southern California, were met by dozens of demonstrators gathered on a road between fields where the uniformed officers stood in a line across from them. They shouted and screeched until agents used canisters with unknown substances. It was a type of tear gas, I guess, forcing them to retreat. Several of the protesters threw what appeared to be rocks at the officers. As they retreated, a masked man in all black appeared to let off a few shots among the crowd of other protesters scampering away from advancing agents. The clash lasted 4 hours as U.S. Customs and Border Protection set up a blockade with military-style vehicles in the region. Yeah. Well, they've got them in custody, and these people need to be charged, and they need to be put away. For a long time, we had to make the message clear. We're not going to put up with this. We shouldn't have to put up with it. And these agents absolutely are risking their lives just to make our streets safer. And we should be backing them 100%. Mm-hmm. But you've got this rhetoric that has been ratcheted up. It's unbelievable. These people they're brainwashed. That's not an exaggeration at all. It yeah. really is not. It's exactly what has been occurring. This one will kind of, you can't help but laugh a little bit.
Uh-oh.
You got Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
She hasn't exactly, had to claw her way, to the top.
Not so much, no.
And she's hanging out on her podcast with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who, by the way, her performances, I think, are hilarious, and I think she's very good at her craft.
Great actress, yeah.
But she's a little left of center. But you've heard of Dreyfus, the Dreyfus Fund. She's the heiress to that. Plus, she made a ton of money on Seinfeld.
Not missing too many meals.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with achieving success. If some of it was earned, if some of it was inherited, okay. You got what you got. I'm not going to throw stones at somebody because they attained some level of wealth. Mm-hmm. But these people are clearly out of touch. So she's doing a podcast. Dreyfus was there on Wednesday when the topic turned to the plight of women in America. Michelle Obama argued that there are landmines and barriers put in place for women to overcome, and it's so much harder for them to achieve in America. And I was like,
it's not 1950.
You've got to be kidding me. Yeah, it's not the age of the suffrage yet.
No,
you've got the right to vote. And what if you compare it to like other countries? So how about women that have to overcome so much in, say Iran?
I think things are a little tougher there than here. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
So is this a case where no matter where America goes, no matter what we achieve in terms of some level of parity, between the genders and skin color and all that, there's going to be a good-sized faction of people that no matter what, they're never going to be happy.
So here you've got a successful black woman, educated. Her husband was the president, and yet, you know, she's the one who's never been proud of America. Really?
Until her husband got elected.
Exactly. But she didn't struggle before that day either, was
no.
my point. It's like, come on.
No, she had a very very nice, comfortable upbringing. And, of course, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, yeah, she comes from a great deal of money. And again, nothing wrong with that. But you're not in touch with the average person and the challenges. And, you know, you could say landmines and barriers actually put in place for really a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
With opportunity also comes challenges. And we've all had to face those, and we'll all continue to face those. Do women have it that much worse? Oh, there was a time when they definitely did. No
sure.
doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you think about, there was a time when even, yeah, oh, you can't really have that property in your name because you're a woman.
Right.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way. But are you saying in the modern era that there are still landmines and barriers put in place for women to overcome? Again, I think this they're just never going to be happy because that removes some sort of an excuse actually for them to exist politically. Oh, you know, we still have to help women. We still have to look out for this group. We still have to look out for that group.
Right.
Instead of just getting to the heart of the matter, which is what makes this country great is the Constitution is based on individual freedoms for everyone.
But they just want groups of voters. And
yeah.
so they have to convince everybody they're in a group mm-hmm. and you need our help.
Yeah. Because without us, oh my God, those MAGA people, they are going to just take advantage of you.
Right.
They're
wow.
Yep.
It's amazing.
That is where we're at. Department of Homeland Security went after the media because they suggested alleged illegal immigrant pedophiles arrested by ICE as part of an operation in Minneapolis had a fundamental cultural misunderstanding. I had mentioned this earlier. DHS detailed the several Laotian and Thai criminal illegal aliens who were arrested as part of the operation. Now, some had convictions of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14. Others had rap sheets, including second-degree sexual assault of a child. But the Minnesota Star looked at this apprehension totally different. They said that the deportations bring anxiety to the Hmong community and accusations of cultural misunderstanding. Touch kid, go to jail.
What do you not understand here? That's not a cultural issue.
No. So what? I mean, so what was the purpose of the Minneapolis Star to even write such ridiculousness? I mean, forget about the culture. Do you want pedophiles off the street who are here illegally to begin with?
Right.
Who have already been busted for this kind of crime, and you know this crime against children. I think I can say with some level of certainty, rare is it a one-time occurrence. And when I say rare,
yeah.
I mean I got a better chance of winning the big lotto. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's crazy.
That's where we're at. But maybe political incorrectness could be making a slight comeback, especially when you consider it's really not politically incorrect. Example, the Redskins. The football team. What's wrong with that? Oh, I guess there was plenty wrong with it. All the white people were worried about offending people that were Native Americans. Somehow they were hurt by it, which was not true. That's the point of this whole thing was there wasn't Native Americans, or if there were very few of them that didn't like the Redskin logo. Well, President Trump made a statement about it. He says, look, you know, I would have refused to change the name, you know, but that's me and whatever. But Trump's words rang loud and true for Frank Blackcloud, vice president of the Native American Guardians Association. He told TMS Sports that the president's words validate what Indian country has been saying for years. Speaking of the team's former name, Redskins, Blackcloud says the name was never a slur, but a symbol of strength, honor, and pride for American Indian people. President Trump is standing with history, with truth, and with American Indian voices that have been silenced for far too long. And he said, and by the way, wow, it's not about nostalgia. It's about justice. So the Commander's owner, Josh Harris, has embraced the team's past in terms of uniform design, but he so far has been resistant to the idea of bringing it back. But it is coming up a little more often, and this could be part of a larger trend of, under Trump, the overly sensitive, overly politically correct stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can tell people, you know, it's time to just chill.
I like that.
You like that?
Chill vibe, people. Chill vibe.
There you go. And if you want to chill, things that make you smile helps you to chill, doesn't it? And that's coming up next. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you share with us. Think about counting your blessings kind of a thing and sharing it with us. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. It's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, my goodness. Happy Friday. We have made it. Woo! It is time for Things That Make You Smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Do it now. Don't be shy. Let's go to Terry. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, gents. Listen, what's making me smile is to hear the Progressive commercial for Terry's Tiny Homes, and they're chanting my name.
Gotta love that.
That's good.
We all love the sound of our own names.
Oh, yeah. It's all about you, Terry.
Let's go. Grandpa, what's making you smile?
Let's forget about the lying and the dying, the cheating, the crying, and the guy with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
Let's think about the here and now, baby. Yeah. Forget about the past, right? Don't be riddled with, you know, shame and all that. The devil used that as a tool against us. Move forward, be positive, live in the moment, and then look forward to better days ahead and helping your fellow man, right? All these things, hopefully, will make you smile. Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Well, my wife and I got up, we got showered, dressed, and headed to town for a couple of appointments. And we just looked at each other and said, hey, this is our anniversary. So that made me smile. And then she came up with something that she thought would just make the Democrats jump off cliffs, and that would be Trump vice president in the next election.
Yeah. But happy anniversary. That's great. You both kind of looked at each other and realized it. That is funny. Good morning, Keith. What's making you smile?
Hey, I am smiling because I have 29 work days left in my whole career. I'm retiring the end of August, and that makes me smile.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah, I could see how that would make you smile. 29 more days and counting down.
I can't imagine what that feels like.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, you've socked a couple bucks away so that you can actually, you know, enjoy these these years.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm somebody who knows. Look, you know, you suffer a major health setback and all of a sudden you say, yeah, and you want to enjoy whatever time you have left. The problem is, you don't actually put like a date. on us.
It's not like a best if used by date.
Because if it was a best of used by date, that we might be outdated already.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it that way. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Nope. Think positive, like the earlier caller said.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Think about good things, future things, and all that. And live in the moment and enjoy the moment. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Antonetta Tashara Holmes, 32, arrested the other day after allegedly entering a stranger's home, taking off her clothes in front of two kids and preventing the children from leaving, allegedly broke a window trying to re-enter the house after she was removed. Antonetta's, you know, no stranger to some of these activities. She was arrested on charges back in June 24th, allegedly went to a relative's house, stole a knife, a 9mm pistol from a safe, et cetera, charged in that one too. So basically, I guess Antonetta is having difficulty learning a lesson. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.